How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. A-U-R-E-O-N.com. And Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. That's Live, the number two, leaddesmoines.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. You know, it's going to be kind of interesting today. Today is kind of a big green umbrella media day because we've got Jolene in this segment, and then a little bit later on, Parker Reed and Jeff Pitts talking about stuff to do in the metro. What? And you guys aren't even paying me.
Right. That's a really good gig.
It is a good gig, isn't it? Well, Jolene Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Michael.
So we are sitting, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so you know, we're not in the studio today. We are in Jolene's conference room at a Big Green Umbrella Media. And you guys were flooded out.
Yeah, we did. We had some water. Not a huge issue, but, you know, half an inch of water throughout the whole place makes a little damage happen.
Well, it does, doesn't it? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you got the electronics you got to worry about, and, you know, the moisture and baseboards and painting, yep. and drywall, and, yeah, it goes on and on. And on. So how's it going?
Well, we're through the worst, and we're almost at the finish line.
All right. I want to talk just about several different things. City View, of course, is a monthly magazine, so well-known, and we're really pleased to have Jeff Pitts on with us on a regular basis. He's been doing this now for several years.
Yes.
And also Parker Reed. What a great young man he is.
Oh, yeah. He's been fantastic.
Bright guy. And so anyway, they come in every week and we joke around and we have fun. So that's really been helpful and positive. With regard to you and Shane and Big Green Umbrella Media, How's the monthly thing going, and what have you got going on with regard to City View?
City View? Well, we just had an issue. This issue that just came out last week was our state fair issue, which is really fun. Oh, man. And just all the recaps of the concerts and the entertainment going on. Also in there, if you didn't see this, I mean, hopefully you saw this, was our Steak DeBurgo Challenge. This is a football bracket. It's a voting of the reader's choice, but I think we have 16 restaurants involved throughout the metro featuring their Steak DeBurgo, and you need to vote for your best Steak DeBurgo.
But, of course, to be able to vote for your best Steak DeBurgo, you got to go there.
You should.
And try it, right?
You should.
You know, the Steak DeBurgo and Des Moines has an interesting history.
Yes.
And from what I understand, you know, this goes back to a family here in Des Moines, and I'm losing it all of a sudden as to who that family was.
It's in the story.
It's in the story, of course.
Don't reveal it, Michael. Yeah, well, they need to read the story.
All right. But this family created this dish, and now it's all over the United States.
Well, but primarily here. I mean, really, if you go out of our little bubble here, yeah. of Midwest Iowa, or the mid part of Iowa, it's not that
really
well known. Yes, it's something very unique to us. And there's a butter sauce and a cream sauce,
yes.
version. So
two different versions of Steak DeBurgo. And if you check out City View, the magazine, you'll be able to vote for your favorite and maybe go out and try some of those as well.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's very fun. Very fun.
This is something that City View does a lot of.
Right.
The best of.
Yes.
And it's really interesting because watch this expand over the years. You know, there's more categories and more individuals, and to be awarded best of whatever it happens to be is quite a coveted little adventure for businesses and individuals.
Yes. Yeah. So we're just sending out some flyers right now. The vote for best of starts on September 4th.
Wow.
So mark your calendars. And it's truly a reader's choice. It's an empty slate. Where's the best place for takeout pizza? Where's the best place to watch people. Where's the best place to get your car fixed? Who's the best real estate agent?
Yeah,
it's all there.
It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And not to toot my own horn, but I've been fortunate to have been honored on that page as well.
Yes.
So the best of this is and that can be a tool, really, can't it?
It's a huge marketing tool for these businesses, and we talk to these businesses, and it changes their business. It puts them on the map for whatever they're selling. Let me give you, for instance, DMAC uses this Best Of logo. They have it on their trailers, their semi-trailers. They buy billboards, and 75% of the billboards, just the logo. We get emails from people, and at the bottom is the Best Of logo, you know, because they're marketing with this logo.
Yeah. How did that evolve? Where did this come from? Obviously, you know, this is, you're a publication, and somewhere along the line somebody said, hey, you know what we ought to do? We ought to do a Best Of. And how has it evolved over the years?
Well, it's just grown bigger, and the more established and mature our company comes to be in this market, you know, over 25 years, people are known. You go into the bathroom at Jethro's, and these plastered all over the walls.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's fun, and they have a captured audience.
Yeah, right. You're not going anywhere.
Right.
We're talking with Jolene Goodman from Big Green Umbrella Media. And by the way, when you sent me, this is a backstory, kids. So when you sent me the time for us to get together, it had meeting at BUGM. And I couldn't for the life of me figure
out. BUGM?
Yeah, I couldn't figure it for the life of me. Oh. Yeah. I'm going, who in the world is Boogum or whatever? Yeah, so it really had me going for a while. But yeah, obviously Big Green Umbrella Media.
Right.
Anyway. So what else is cooking with you guys? So we've been through a little bit of flood. We've talked about what's going on with I know where I want to go with this. I'm sitting in your conference room, and I don't think you planned this. You had a meeting before I came here.
Correct.
And on the whiteboard, just to my left,
yes,
are a series of cities' names and numbers next to them. For example, Ankeny, 0.019. And it says up above it, it says cost per house, Ankeny, 0.019, Urbandale, 0.026. What does that mean?
Well, we were talking with the sales reps this morning about the best buy in our living magazines. So again, we publish 21 living magazines in 21 communities, reach over 160,000 households. We mail to them. So our larger communities like Urbandale and Ankeny are the best buy. So your cost for that ad, if I break it down to how many households we are mailing to, for instance, in Ankeny, we're mailing to 28,000 households. That is a cost of 1.9 cents per household reached.
And that's on an annual contract?
Yeah, that's on an annual. That's an average of a quarter page. And you've committed to running that quarter page every month.
One of the things about the living magazines I think that's kind of unique and interesting is that many businesses within Urbandale or Ankeny or Johnston or Clive or Waukee, whatever it happens to be, they can reach all of those people that live in those communities. But what about if I'm in Des Moines, for example, and I want to capture residents in Urbandale or Ankeny or Waukee?
We have a lot of those folks.
Do you?
It's all, the question always is, are our readers your potential customers?
Hmm.
Yes. You know, so if you want to reach folks in Urbandale or Ankeny, we have a product that's mailed to every single one of them. Oh, and besides mailing to them, we have an audit that shows that our readership is 76%.
So 76% of what you're sending out is actually read.
Read.
That is phenomenal. You know, I spent some time in the publishing business myself once upon a time, and those numbers, especially if you're audited, you know, and that makes a big difference because anybody can say, oh, hey, we have, you know, use case in point, we have 13,000 listeners to this broadcast, and then you find out that it's may not be accurate, and so you say, well, okay, fine. But when you're audited, that means somebody independent of you guys.
Right.
Are looking at it.
And we didn't even pay for that audit.
What?
No. We belong to an association, and one of the benefits of belonging for the association is that association pays for all of its members' audits.
Really? What's the association?
We belong to two. One's called Midwest Free Community Papers.
Okay.
And they're the folks that pay for our audits. It's a huge benefit for belonging. And then we also belong to a national organization called Association of Free Community Papers.
And, you know, that's really important to understand because, as you know, my real job is in an advertising agency. And so when agencies and businesses independently are asking about circulation or readership or cost per thousand or whatever it happens to be, you know, we like to have that data.
Right.
So and so when you're telling me that 76%, I think that was the number, was it?
Correct.
Yes, I'm old and sometimes I forget. 76% of what you're mailing out to whatever community it happens to be is being read. That tends to bode well with folks like us in the ad agency world because we're going, where can I get that depth of readership anywhere
else? It's powerful.
Yeah, it is.
It's very powerful. You think about how many people have a radio turned on, then how many radio stations there are.
Oh, boy.
But is it turned on? TV? All of it. I mean, what we're doing is pretty amazing in the market.
You know, it is. And because I am in the media, one of the things that we've noticed that while we're still on the air with our friends News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo, which has like a 70-county area, we're on between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. All right? Mm-hmm. So then you have to figure, okay, who's listening to whatever radio station? I don't care if it's News Talk 1540 KXEL or something here at the Des Moines Radio Group or iHeart Radio, whatever it happens to be, who's listening between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.? Now, there are numbers for that, and some individuals do go ahead and buy the book from Nielsen, and they'll rate those things, but some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really don't know. So I guess bottom line here is that this kind of information is important to decision makers who are making that decision whether or not to spend their hard-earned money on advertising and where they go.
It verifies the value of what we're doing.
Well said. Verifies the value. Two V's. We're visiting with Jolene Goodman from Big Green Umbrella Media, and we're talking about lots of different things, in particular, the world of print. So we've talked about City View. We've talked about the Living magazines,
right,
and all the communities that you're in. But there's another thing that you're doing, which is also a partner with the Business News Hour. It's called the Iowa Business Journals. And how are things going there?
Great.
Yeah?
Good. We are just in our infancy with this product. We have one version in Waukee and West Des Moines that's been publishing 2 years. Our other issue up here in Urbandale, Johnston and Grimes, been running about a year. But these are good. It's content geared towards small to medium-sized businesses, and it's really good stuff.
You know what I like about it, and kind of any business that is a business has got to run on data.
Right.
We are all technology at our core. And one of the cool things about the Business Journal are the numbers that you have there relative to who's got an SBA loan, who sold what to who. And so if I'm in sales or if I'm in business, I want to know who's doing what.
Right.
And it's all laid out there.
Right. We publish those two bits of information, like you indicated, SBA loans, so all the SBA loans,
yeah,
you know, published. Commercial transactions, I hear it over and over. People who are looking to buy or sell in the market or just to find out who their neighbors are and what their properties are selling for. It's hot stuff.
We're all curious, you see.
Right.
We just want to know what's going on.
And the bankruptcies are in there, too. So that, by human nature,
yeah,
is red.
This is where you move. This is where you stay away from. When we talk about content, and content is important. We wouldn't have been on the air now for 6 years if we didn't offer great content to the people that, A, tune us in or subscribe to our now 6 podcast platforms. When you talk about content, so there's more in the business journals than advertising, yeah?
Right, right. A lot more. And we say it too. Content is king.
It is.
If we don't have content, we don't have listeners, we don't have readers, we don't have businesses interested in buying to reach those folks. So our content, our cover story this month is about creating an operating budget. And a lot of, I see it too, when I'm on the street walking through doors and meeting businesses, I wonder, do these people have a business plan? Do they have an operating business? Or did they just open the doors with their heart? But you've got to be, and this story is a very simple, basic story about an operating budget. But it walks through and it talks to the experts. It talks to the businesses who are following these plans. And it's just a really good, basic cover story.
I see that you had interviewed a friend of mine in there. His name is Stuart Oxer.
Yes.
And Stuart was quoted in there. Stuart is, by the way, a CPA. And good guy, by the way.
Yeah.
And so he had some insight,
right,
if you will, in creating business plans and how important a CPA is to your overall project.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Always great to see you.
It is always a pleasure to see you, for crying out loud. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this and you haven't yet seen the video, we're going to have you check out that as well. We're actually going to capture Jolene Goodman on video, so that should be fun. Can't wait, right?
Yeah, can't wait.
Thanks much.
Yeah, thanks.